Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's a Take Charge Tuesday. Simpiwe Petros is in the building. I've known this guy for well over a year now. It's probably like bordering on 2 years.
Yeah, bro.
I've never seen him unmotivated. I've never seen him upset. I've never seen him not positive. He's always just a beaming ultralight of energy.
Thanks a lot, man. Yo, it makes me feel good right now.
No, it's fantastic. You really are. And you're consistently that. It's very impressive. And tomorrow, I hope you're going to beam some of that energy to 50 million people as the nation go to the polls. It's so important people vote. We've got to be voting. We've got to be getting involved tomorrow. Where are we at, bro?
Yo, bro. Like, you know, when I think about voting and the elections, it actually takes me to a place of like of hopelessness because I'm not too sure who to vote for still, you know. I'm voting tomorrow, definitely, and I know I need to vote because there's an importance of voting. But the leaders that are showcasing themselves are really frustrating me right now, bro, because there's no one leader that I can really resonate with. So it gets frustrating. So I'm talking about voting today and more importantly tomorrow, doing your part and really leaving your mark on those ballots. But at the same time, I think we need to shift the focus and realize that these politicians aren't going to change the situation. Politicians, I said it last week on my show, I really think politicians are full of shit, eh? Like, in all honesty, like, and we need to realize this and really step up now. It's time to take charge of the future of South Africa. I mean, I read an interesting stat, I read an article actually, it was on how young South Africans would rather protest rather than vote.
Well, we've been having a couple of conversations in the run-up to elections, and actually, the Fees Must Fall movement from last year is what is turning a lot of young South Africans off voting because they're saying, I don't actually need to vote in order to create change. I can just go and be... And absolutely, I mean, that movement is unbelievable, and what it achieved is nothing short of incredible. But voting is still, like, the fundamental. Like,
it is.
That's the first... For me, that's always been the first point of call in terms of saying, I like this or I don't like this, and this is how I'm expressing it.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you a voice, and that's the most important thing.
I think it's the fundamental upon which you base the rest of your voice. So it's concerning to me that there's going to be some people tomorrow who aren't going to vote.
The most concerning thing for me is that voting really creates that platform for you to have an opinion. Now, if you're not voting, what ground do you have to stand on? Because you don't have an opinion in the affairs of our country. Because if you haven't put your X on that ballot paper, then you have no right to talk about what must be done or complain about this or that person. Because there are a lot of people out there that are trying to do stuff. And if you don't believe in a certain politician, vote for a party still so that we can shape our nation and the future of this nation. The sad thing about the fact that people are thinking that protesting is better than voting is that things like Fees Must Fall, a beautiful movement, I believe in it also, but now is protesting going to be the only way that we're going to move forward? Because a lot of stuff gets damaged, our infrastructure, a lot of wild things happen during protests. And you know, people that want anarchy, they always view protests as the way as a gap to destroy things. So it really is frustrating. And for me, the most important thing is the fact that we really need to move forward as the youth. I mean, the youth of South Africa under 35 forms about 66% of the population. That's the majority of the nation.
Yeah.
And if we're not really doing anything or engaging in the future of our country, what does that mean for the future of our country?
So talk to me about broaching. If you come across someone tonight or tomorrow who says, I want to vote, I don't think my vote makes an impact. Like, how do you broach that conversation? Because I've actually got a lot of people who feel this way in my life.
Yeah, I know them too.
And
man,
I don't know really always how to phrase that conversation without coming across as condescending or looking like an advert for the IEC.
You know, it's a very sad thing, bro, because, I mean, if you say something to them, they're going to feel like you're judging them immediately. So for me, I always bring it to myself. I think we really need to be an example and talk about our stuff personally in order to influence other people. I think the 90% of leadership in my books is being an example. So if you're telling people why you're voting and you're carrying your points across, maybe you're going to change their minds because you're showing them a different light of things. You know, South Africa right now, if you look at certain issues that we're facing, it would really frustrate you. But I'm voting simply because I know that the future of this country is based on the people that run this country, the leadership of this country. And I need to vote for somebody that I believe will take South Africa forward. And at the same time, I need to do my part. And I believe that voting is the first step, but it's not the end of the journey. That from voting, I really need to start engaging and do what I've been doing and do it on a larger scale and engage with more people and help the community. I mean, I think Wizard gave a great analogy a couple of weeks back. You know, our politicians are like referees in a match. The referees don't really decide the outcome of the match. The players do. And who are the players? The citizens of South Africa. Each and every one of us engaging and being active in this game called life and doing our part. Because that's the only way we'll move forward. So it really, it is important to vote, but it's also just as important to engage. I think the greatest problem that we have is the gap that we have between the youth and the older generation, and we need to start bridging the gap. We need to start creating platforms where the older generation can talk about why they do certain things, and the younger generation can come in and tell them what's frustrating them and how we can bridge this gap and how we can move forward together. Because we won't move forward unless we come together and understand our differences and move in the direction that we're supposed to be moving forward together. It's all about understanding our differences, and we don't have to agree, but we need to devise solutions that meet everyone's needs. So yeah, that's the biggest thing for me, yo.
So you don't know who you're gonna vote for yet.
Hey man,
how are you gonna figure this out, bro? So let's weigh these people up.
So I spoke about it last week. Hey, it's deep, bro. Like it's like I look at the ANC and I'm like, okay, well this is a party that has a great history, you know, but is history something that we're gonna base our vote on? We really need to base our vote on the future, you know. And are the ANC the party that are really going to take us forward? I don't know, man. I really don't know. But some people say rather the devil you know, because you don't know what the other parties are going to do. Then we look at the DA, you know. I look at Musi and what the DA have been doing. My biggest problem with the DA is that I feel like they've been harassing me to some degree. You know, they're endless calling me, telling me about this.
Everyone's been getting these calls. I haven't been getting any calls from anybody. Today I got my first SMS was from the ANC. Finally, someone has my number.
You're on the system, bro. Finally, bro.
But hey, and then I got the email about the two large pizzas from Debonairs.
If that could help us. I wish that could help us.
Now, if they put those two together and said two large pizzas for free from Debonairs if you vote ANC, that'd be a winning concept.
Damn straight. Damn straight. But you see, the thing is with the DA, I just see them talking and talking and talking about how this party is bad and how that party is bad, and they're not doing anything, just talking. The worst for me, like the final straw for me with the DA was when they took Mandela and started.
I know. I don't know what they were thinking.
What? I was like, yo, this is too deep.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah, no, I don't know what they were thinking. That was just too drastic. And then now you have the EFF. You know, the interesting thing about the EFF, in the past 6 weeks, Julius Malema has been quiet, eh? Like, I don't know what he's been doing, but he's been minding his own business.
Jane Malachi, who's the domestic goddess of CliffCentral.com, put it best when I said, what do you think of the EFF as a prospect? She says, you can't trust a man who's lost that much weight in such a short space of time.
Like, he's lost weight. I don't know what he's been doing. He's been stressing, he's been fasting, he's been gymming. What has he been doing? But I don't know. To some degree, like at the same time, maybe we need a party like the EFF. I think the EFF have a part to play in the future of South Africa. They might be a bit radical here and there, and I don't know, some of their policies are deep, man. Like, I don't know if we need a party that radical right now. So, hey, man, Ari, I don't know, bro. Like, in the moment when I'm there,
you'll figure it out.
I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to just say a quick prayer. And then mark an X on one of those three parties.
Look, for me, there's always been a massive difference between the local elections and the national elections. And you have to approach both of them very differently.
Yeah.
So, like, I've got to look at, for instance, the area that I live in has been under the governance of the DA. They've been the ward councillors or whatever.
Yeah.
And they've been my water has not always worked. So, like, I don't know if that's them. I don't know if that's a set or whatever it is. But for me, there's always been a big difference between the two. You know, it's local government elections, which actually, to a certain extent, I think affect one on a more heavy level than the national ones sometimes even do, because it's service delivery in your part of the world.
And if, like, the party you vote for now, locally, really, it influences your national decision in 2019. Because if you vote for a specific party and they take over your district, your area, and they do proper stuff, you're going to vote for them nationally because you believe they're doing proper stuff in your area. So I think to some degree, like, I think Thabo Mbeki said it, that the local elections really are just as important, if not more, as the national elections. So it's going to be a real one. This is like I was thinking about it. I was talking to Bashira earlier, and I was saying this is going to be the toughest election for me since I started voting, because, you know, initially you vote for certain parties and it's an easy choice, but right now, like, all three parties have pros, good things about them, but all three have bad things about them at the same time. So it's really cut and dry. Like, it's going to be close. I feel like it's going to be close for me when I vote at the station. And I thought I knew, but nah, I don't know yet. I still got a long way to go, bro.
And you never know. Someone could pop into the mix without you knowing it outside of those three. Because I'm always surprised when I get that ballot paper at just how many different people are trying to do this thing.
There's like 20 parties or something. Like, it's crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but just to emphasize the fact is, it's simple. Things will change when we decide that we're going to change them. Protest action, I'm not too sure that's the solution. There's a lot of stuff we can do to serve and help the community. And I think leadership, we need to start taking leadership. We need to become the leaders we've been waiting for. And we need to really start serving the people. Being the example, you know. Who knows? Like, Lesego always says that he's going to be the president of 2035. But if you want to be president in 2035, start leading like a president now. Start serving the people. That's what we need. We need people to start engaging and becoming active citizens in South Africa.
You should go into this.
Yeah, man. It sounds like I think I need to at some stage, but right now I'm working on myself. I think the most important thing is to work on yourself and realize who you are. Because I think politics will really mess you up if you don't know who you are.
It's a dirty game.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend a couple of weeks back. Do you influence politics by going in or shape it by influencing it from the outside? It's something that you need to look and you need to realize for yourself.
I do have to, as we wrap this conversation up in terms of taking charge on a Tuesday, just give kudos to the IEC because they always just, you know,
proper
execute
stuff.
The process so flawlessly.
Yeah.
And they take it so seriously and they do such a great job and they, you know, create an environment where people can, you know, vote without bias and people outside offering muffins in exchange for votes or whatever it is that happens, which is fantastic. They do an unbelievable job. Okay, Simpiwe.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment now. Someone is undecided as to tomorrow. They're going to wake up. They're going to hear your voice in their head. What do you want to say to them?
First and foremost, you need to vote straight up. Like, it doesn't matter what party you vote for. All you need to do is become an active citizen and starts by voting. You can vote for any party, but the things will only change by us stepping up and taking charge of creating change. And also, one final note, please don't take a selfie at the ballot box. You're going to get arrested. Do the right thing. Just don't take a selfie. Like, there's no time for that.
Take a picture of your nail afterwards when you've left the place.
Exactly.
That there is how you take charge on a Tuesday. It's at Simpiwe Petros all over the internet.
Yeah, man.
You're all up in there.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much for stopping by.
Sweet, brother. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.